Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Milwaukee, stand up, yeah.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope, yeah. Tory Lowe from 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, let's go. We bout that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
One-on-one, serving the truth. Tory Lowe show. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here. On 101.7 The Truth, thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. We got guests coming in. We got some guests. We got more guests coming in. When they get here, we'll bring them on. But I want to talk about that alderman that spoke out about the littering. I'll say this. A lot of people in the chat, they said that he made an apology on Kyle's Truth to Power, and we got some audio of it. DJ Brothers, he's setting up the audio, but I didn't hear it, so I wanted to play it so we can keep it moving, because like I said, we're not here to condemn. We're here to use everything as a teachable moment, and people speak out of pocket, people speak out of turn all the time, but I think that he called and he made an apology. We got some audio. Let's listen.
Absolutely. So again, I appreciate him apologizing. But again, he got a lot of smoke on the internet. But right now, actually, there's a phone call that we got in, and it's actually Alderman Lamont Westmoreland. Alderman, you have called in the Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. Thank you for calling in. If you want to make a comment or talk about kind of all the controversy that's taking place after your press release yesterday.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, bro?
I'm doing okay. I heard you guys talking, and I'll say no lies have been told. I have a personal policy for myself, and you know, there are a lot of things that frustrate me, and what I do is I write things down. And sometimes, you know, me writing it down is just getting them off of my chest. It makes me feel better. The statement that I released on Monday, it was, you know, I'm driving around my district, and it was pure frustration. And, you know, I pulled over on the side of the road and I wrote that, and I fired it out against my own personal policy. The goal with the statement was to get people engaging on an issue that I think is spiraling out of control. And it's starting to feel like it's becoming too accepting, of people. So that's where that stems from. However, I am not above admitting when I'm wrong and when my approach is wrong. And when I sent that statement out, even before the backlash and you know, people sharing their thoughts and opinions and how they felt and how they were offended, even before that, once that statement was sent out, I said, man, that doesn't even sound good. So what came, I'm not surprised by. People that are offended, they deserve to be offended. So I'm just calling to say that my apology is sincere. My apology is not because I'm getting beat up. My apology is sincere. You know, they say in this world, you can never please everybody 100% of the time, but that's what I aim to do. And like I said on my statement this morning, I missed the mark. It was frustration. My frustration spilled over. And for anybody that's offended by what I said, it is a sincere apology for my approach because it was wrong.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, hey, he admitted he was wrong. And that's tough to do sometimes, but he did it. And we're going to move on. I mean, teachable moment, like I said, and we'll continue. Once again, the Truth Nation, I want to let y'all know that the 4th annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is on Saturday, April 12th. From 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., and we want you there. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com to sign up to volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who registers for the last cleanup site will get a free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com to clean and beautify our city together. The Torilo Community Cleanup is on Saturday, April 12th, from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's presented by 1MKE, we are 1MKE, and sponsored by Cousin Subs, U.S. Cellular, Landmark Credit Union, Raise Coca-Cola, and Waste Management. Okay, so I can't wait to see everybody outside this year. See, I'll say this, you know, sometimes the frustration, and that's why we talked about emotional intelligence today. That's why we talked about having control over how you react to something that makes you upset. And without me really understanding that, or not really discussing the alderman situation, self-care and emotional intelligence and self-awareness is important, especially when you're in a leadership position, especially when you have the people, the duty to serve the people. You can't do random out-of-touch ideas, and I hope that you learn from it and move on, and hopefully you come out to the cleanup and help with the community. We got a lot of people registering right now. Hopefully the aldermen get out there and help clean up one of the sites. That'll help. That'll show that you're sorry. How do you know if somebody's truly sorry, not through their words, but through their actions? So hopefully he'll come out and register for the cleanup April 12th. Hey, look, when we come back, we got guests, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Running the rats like I want them. Count up the rap, we gon' want them. Carrots on one of my opponents. Clarity beats, I see water. Talking cash out when I wanna. Talking cash out when I wanna. Stones in my teeth, don't talk for free. I don't care to speak. I'm a
101, second the truth, Tory Lowe Show. Hey, look, we got guests. We got our money. Millions in studio.
Yes, sir.
And we got guests. Our money brought in worldwide DG, XBMC Lex Hodges in the studio.
For sure.
How y'all doing?
Man, doing pretty good. How about yourself?
All right. Our money, what's going on? What's coming up?
Okay. This Saturday coming up, man, we got Clap or Boo. MKE Showtime Apollo. MKE.
Okay, we back again.
Clap or boo? Clap or boo. So you got a choice. You could clap or you could boo. Don't be on no bull, though. But right. You can clap or boo. Yeah.
I seen the flyers. And the thing is, when you talk about the Apollo, a lot of times, you know, a lot of people think they got the stuff. They think they got the right stuff.
They think they ready. And some people got booed last time. Some people thought they had the right stuff, and they got booed off the stage.
Hey, is it a seat?
Right here.
There we go, right there. Move that seat around. Hey, look. Okay, so all I'll say is this. When you talk about talent, because you deal with a lot of talent.
Yeah.
Our money. You do a lot of things where you showcase a lot of talent.
Most definitely.
So now this is the second edition of the Apollo.
Yep.
Where are they going to have this at?
We having it at 100 Gyms.
At 100 Gyms. What's the address?
That's 50, hold on. 6737? All right, 6737 North Titonia.
Yeah, hand me a flyer.
We ain't got nothing with us.
Oh, wow. Okay, well.
She's so unprepared.
It's okay.
She's so unprepared. Hey,
come on now, She's still recovering from the accident.
Yeah, we had to get to her. Today was a big physical therapy. She's starting to walk, so these physical therapies getting a little bit heavier. So we was there a little bit late today. Mm-hmm. We thought we'd be a little bit earlier.
Okay, so what can people expect? How much is tickets? What what's going on. Give everybody the layout because it's this Saturday.
It's this Saturday, 100 Gems. Tickets is as low as $15 on Eventbrite. Mm-hmm. $15 on Eventbrite. We have, if you want a table or a section, you have to inbox our money, ENT underscore 415. Yep, our money, OURMONEY, ENT underscore 414. Inbox for tables and sections, but the tickets gonna be sold at the door. Tickets on Eventbrite, $15. We try to make it as reasonable as possible for our community.
And you always have family-friendly events.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be a lot of youth.
Yep, it's gonna be a lot of youth.
A lot of parents, a lot of kids there having a great time.
Some good food, you know. It's gonna be a good time. It's gonna be good laughter. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be great performances. These three of the artists we highlighted, man. These three artists that we think ready to take the next step.
Okay, that's what's happening then.
You know, these the people we highlighting. They not in the contest. They not in the actual contest. So these.
These ain't y'all ready to take the next step. What's happening?
I feel like they look like they ready to take the next step.
You know I like to paint the art.
That's Drake Cash right there.
Let me know if y'all want to. You know what I mean? Let people have some.
Y'all,
let me know.
One of y'all want to rap?
Let me know if y'all want. You know,
he's a singer though.
However y'all trying to dish it out? Have y'all trying to? You know, I like art. You know, when you come on this show, you gotta. You know what I mean? You gotta have the A game now. You gotta be ready to go.
He ready. Yeah, he got his head
Hey, I'm gonna tell you one thing. I'm always ready. But at the same time, I got this one hit that's out right now that's finna get on all the radios. You know what I'm saying? Soon.
Okay.
It's called Money Dance.
Okay.
And so that's one.
You
that
know
one.
We need a copy of it.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure.
It's
for
the
sure.
radio edit, because you know we on the radio ain't no...
Yeah.
I need the radio edit.
Yeah. I'm working on all that right now.
Okay, so how did you get involved? Once again, restate your name and how did you get involved?
Okay, well, my name is BMC Lex Hodges.
Oh, that's what's up.
I pretty much... how I got involved with, like, far as the event?
No, just rap. Entertainment,
rap,
period.
Well... Mom started me off like around like when I was 5 years old, talent shows and all that stuff. I used to win a lot of talent shows when I was young.
Okay.
And I been had the passion for it, but you know, I went through regular stuff in life, you know. So I had to pretty much like build who I am now.
Okay.
So I can say now I take it more serious because I think of it as a job now, more than just a hobby. So you know, it's been a long road, but, you know.
DJ Brother Z, hold on. You know, he got to get that music. You got a radio edit now? Can you email it to DJ Brother Z?
Yeah, I can email it something to him.
Well, look, get y'all stuff together because, you know, we like to showcase.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, a lot of people be wolfing, but we like to proof it. You know what I mean?
Right,
we like to put that proof up. But like I said, our money... He's one of the guys that I know. He deals with the talent in the city. He has a lot of people that, you know, that he invests in ideas to showcase talent here in the city. And that's why every time he give me a ring, every time he's trying to do something, I'll be like, come on, because we got to have a platform for the people to know what's happening in. And so when y'all come in here, you know, I may not this time, you know, unless y'all ready. You know,
I know one of y'all.
Hey, come on now.
Yeah. Listen, they got to say that for the show anyway, so make sure everybody calm down and pop out. You know, they going to get ready and get their voices ready. Everybody looking all iced out today right now.
Oh,
they just came to sit here and look pretty today,
I
think.
I'm Worldwide DG. I got a song out right now called Before You Say I'm the One.
You got it's out now?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Radio friendly?
To the end, yeah. Heck yeah, that's all.
Okay, so when we go to break, I'm going to need you to go and get DJ Brother Z to email and send him over
right,
a copy
sure.
So when we come back, we can hear it.
Heck yeah.
So
heck yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, this is what we about. Hometown talent, people in our city being showcased and highlighted. And this is why I love when y'all come on the show. Once again, Saturday, March 29th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. The Apollo, Showtime at the Apollo, clap or boo. And I see you got Von Maze on the front.
Yeah, Von
Maze. Oh, yeah. Is he performing or what's
going on? So he's not performing. That's just part of the team. So you got MKE Direct, you got Our Money, ENT, and then you got Von Maze. So it's a team of us collaborating together to really make it happen. As well as just like you say, you know, we support the city. We want to shout out you because you've been doing so much support of the local artists. Yeah. And, you know, right now you got artists like Steve the Stoner and everybody that's, you know, doing what they need to
doing
do.
The dance. You know how to do the Uptown Downtown?
Now you know I can't walk. Okay, I be sitting in the chair doing it with him.
I forgot. You got to get healed up. You got to get healed up. But like I said, this is amazing. Saturday, once again, it'll be an Apollo night. Once again, give the information, Numi.
Join us. Like you said, March 29th, the tickets are $15 on Eventbrite. You can also get those tickets picked up at MKE Direct or Our Money Millions. That's both on Instagram at ourmoneyent_414. You got tables right now, 2 for $60. They come with meals. So on a Saturday night, you getting in somewhere and you eating good.
Y'all,
you know, we feed everybody. Right. We feed people. So, you know, we got tables and sections. You can get 8 people in for and a whole section for $200. You know what I'm saying? On Saturday night, you ain't getting no sections. You ain't getting no sections and prices. So
once
to
again,
come and turn up,
this
absolutely.
Will be at 100 Gyms, 6737 North Titonia Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking powerful.
Oh, yeah.
The last event was powerful.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
The young man came in and won the prize, and we did it right here on the show. Okay, the winner got to come on the show again. The winner got to come on the show again. We got to present him his prize on the show. Or her.
Yes.
Might be a female, Mike.
We got a few ladies.
Yeah. Hey, look, when we come back, I think we might get some art here. I think we got enough to get some art. I want to see the artist paint a picture when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah, like what's come around, I need it. I'm the only rapper in the city. They met Lou to do the trend. I ain't asking for no favors. Get it out the mud. I ain't asking for no verses. I'ma show you why I'm number one. Ooh, I'm leaking with the underdogs. Cause when you get a buzz, I act like David Ruffin. Boy, don't ever play with us. We ain't David Busters. I'm the type to hit your and our favorite cousin. Oof, yup, yup, yup. Taking fire to the south right now. Ask Frankie, roll with me. He know how I get down. Andy, Matt, Tina, Randy, OD. But I'm still serving his sister. And I'm still serving
101. Serving the truth. Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. We got Our Money LLC in the studio. They doing the Clapper Boo Apollo at 100 Gyms at 6737 North Titonia Avenue. They brought some artists in the studio. Did we get a song? Can we hear some songs? What song? Set this up. What song we got? What song we about to play?
So we about to play my song.
Okay. Can you introduce it?
Heck yeah, for sure. So I'm Worldwide DG. This song is called To The End. It's one of my singles I just released or whatever. And man, I appreciate the opportunity.
What's the motivation behind it?
Really, somebody who done lost their old lady.
Oh, wow.
You know, going through the motions and trying to get her back. You know, the old saying.
When a woman's
thing.
Fed up.
Yeah, actually, I felt like it wasn't enough artists begging no more. It was all about taking somebody's girl.
I'm
going to
take your girl,
so,
right.
So I wanted to keep sweating a little bit. I want to do a little begging. So I.
What? That's old school now. You're going back.
Yeah, yeah.
They might like bit. You.
Man, maybe, hopefully.
You know, the ladies like when you make you beg a little bit.
Yeah, we ain't got enough beg, you know.
Oh, wow. Well, so, yeah. Well, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Appreciate it, man.
Things don't go the way we planned. Baby, don't let that get in your head now. Don't let your friends talk you out our bed now. Thought you said we in this to the end now. Things don't go the way we planned. Baby, don't let that get in your Your friends talk you out of bed now. Thought you said we in this to the end now.
Hit me up in the chat. What y'all think about it?
Got any you, baby?
Hey.
Tell me, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do, babe? Who's gonna talk to me on the phone till the sun comes up? Who gonna take my place, baby? Nobody better. Bought you Burberry sweaters.
catch me with this Beretta, I'm gone. You act like if they come get me, you're not gonna answer your phone. Don't you ever tell me you hate me, that's not the time we on. Who could it be? Another man or fell plans? I understand, I just want you to know, that's not the way I plan for it to go.
Hey. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, Worldwide DG, man. Y'all check me out on all platforms.
I see what you're doing with that.
Yeah.
I need a copy of that.
Man, I got you. Yeah. For sure. We're going to get you locked right in.
I need a copy of that.
I appreciate it.
That's what's happening then. Hey. What's
appreciate
going on? That's going to be a good, you performing that at the Apollo.
Yeah, I'm going to bring that one out. Yeah,
now, do you got the dance moves?
When I was younger,
Chris Brown it out?
I could hit a mean two-step, man.
Okay.
You know, I could keep a beat, but I'm going to lead the dance into Chris now.
Oh, wow.
I got kids.
So you more,
man.
Like just, you know, you just going to sing it and let them have it.
Yeah, but you know, it's going to be entertaining. You know, I know how to be,
you know how to do something with the mic stand.
100%.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like, the mic stand.
Okay, yeah. Little mic stand, spin, slide. Got to have a slide
right
in there.
So, got to have a little turn or something.
Yeah, man.
All right, that sounded powerful. Is that it, DJ Brother Z? All right, well, I appreciate y'all for coming on the show today. Hey, anything else y'all want to say before we get out of here?
No, we just want to make sure everybody knows that, you know, March 29th, come out, support your city, support the local artists. You know, don't wait for somebody else outside of your city to tell you that they great.
Mm.
Come see it for yourself. Get it live in action.
Be a witness.
Be a witness of it, March 29th.
Witness the power.
Man.
100 gyms. 6737 North Titonia Avenue.
And how they get the tickets?
You can get them on Eventbrite, or you can get on Instagram and go to rmoneyent_414, or hit up 414-313-8302. Once again, that's 414-313-8302.
All right. Look, I thank y'all for coming through. As usual.
Appreciate you, man.
Hey, and I need the winner on the show.
You got it.
Because you know what? That's powerful.
Yeah.
That talent. The last person, he went off to New York. Wow.
Yes.
His family was singing up here.
His family was totally happy about that. He was excited.
Hey, well, thank y'all for coming through. When we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
If I ain't your partner,
why the f*** these niggas wanna go against the grain? Why the f*** these niggas wanna drag it in the name? True story. Ooh. I know some moves looking who hurt me.
They hurt me.
A couple just get too hurt me.
They hurt me.
The jury don't want me to make it. The DA, I know that he working.
Oh, he working.
Prosecutors wanna help me.
What?
I'm hoping they don't do me dirty.
Do me dirty.
It's 40, I got the 30. Shoot on, go, it's shoot perfect.
I keep 100 on me.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. I wanna go to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where rapper Boosie got caught up in a little bit of community scandal. He wanted to help out the family of the young man that was hazed and he died, Caleb Wilson. They saying that Boosie was using his name and image to promote the Boosie bash. Well, Boosie says that he contacted the family and said that he was going to do some scholarship ideas for the family, but it went south. This actually made regular news. You know, when the artists make regular news, it's bad. You know, usually they be on Vlad or these podcasts, on the celebrity sites, but when they make the local news, you know it's bad. You know, that's when it ain't the pop culture report no more. That's when it got real. But he was trying to help. I guess, according to Lil Boosie, he had made contact with some of the family members and kind of told them that he was going to try to do something to help. And I guess they felt that he was using unauthorized use of the images of the young man, Caleb Wilson, his image. We got some video of this. If y'all watching this, we broadcast live on YouTube. Let's listen.
University fraternity pledge killed in a hazing incident. We first broke the news this afternoon. Attorney General Liz Merle may seek legal action against one of the most prominent rappers to come from Baton Rouge. Lil Boosie headlined Boosie Bash tonight and said some of the proceeds from the concert would go to a scholarship honoring Caleb Wilson. But his family disputes that. The AG says Boosie was using Wilson's name to promote his annual music festival. News 2's Gabby Davis has more on the actions Merle is calling disgusting. Gabby.
Sarah Gray, the annual Boosie Bash kicked off today and was supposed to be a way to launch the Caleb Wilson Memorial Scholarship. That's what Boosie told WBRZ on Friday. Boosie did confirm he was working with the Human Jukebox and Wilson's family to honor Wilson with a scholarship. Take a listen.
You're actually working with the Human Jukebox and you're working with his family to get this scholarship going, and some of the funds are going to be from the concert are going to be going back into this scholarship, right?
Yeah, we're going to do something special for him because, you know, it's a tragic loss.
According to the Attorney General, Wilson's parents had no idea that the event was happening. They knew Boosie had wanted to start a scholarship, but that was the furthest the conversation went. Merle said the family's upset, saying it's victimizing them all over again.
Oh, wow.
She did tell us promoters agreed to stop using Caleb's image, but says the damage is already done. The sixth annual Boosie Bash kicked off at Southern University. Boosie confirmed to WBRZ on Friday that he had plans to use the funds from Boosie Bash for a scholarship dedicated to Caleb Wilson. Wilson died in an alleged hazing incident back in February. According to Attorney General Liz Merle, Wilson's family says they had no knowledge that their son's name and image was being used to promote the music festival.
Their understanding was that Boosie wanted to contribute and start a scholarship fund at the school, and she put some money towards starting a scholarship. That was the extent of the conversation that they had with him. More than a week ago, and no one ever asked them or even mentioned this event, and no one ever asked them if they could use his name and image to promote the event.
But on Friday, Boosie talked with WBRZ and confirmed he was working with both Wilson's family and the Human Jukebox.
And I know that you are launching a foundation of scholarship in his name. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to try to do something positive because I'm grateful for his dad and all the people who made this work. But, we're going to do something special for him because, you know, it's a life lost too short.
Merle says she intends to take legal action for the misuse of Wilson's name for profit.
It's a dramatic misrepresentation of and misappropriation of Caleb's name and image to support a for-profit event.
We reached out to Boosie's team.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, I'll say this. This happened in Milwaukee a couple times where, you know, when a situation takes place, the media gets all over it, and then, you know, there's confusion with the image of the victim. Basically, I say they victims because Caleb is a victim. You know, he lost his life taking pledging. But when Boosie got involved, he says he's talking to the family. I'm kind of wondering when he talked to the family, did he say that he was going to combine the energy with the Boosie Bash? You know, sometimes when people, they don't have that clarity and they say they want to do something, so the family thinking they just going to come in and go in their pocket and just do it right there. And many times when you don't have clear communication, things like this happen. And they should have definitely showed the family the flyers and the imagery before they put the imagery out. But Boosie probably didn't need no extra help to promote his stuff in Louisiana because he's extremely popular. He's extremely popular. But like I said, maybe there was a miscommunication because I see it happen all the time. And I'm going to tell you, folks get sensitive about they loved one, especially when it's tragedy. So the communication got to be extremely clear. This is why I'm by request. This is why I don't, any incident that I'm dealing with, I'm by request. I'm the most requested advocate in the state of Wisconsin. That means you got to call me. We got to talk. We got to figure it out. We got to come up with a plan. And we got to execute. It ain't no just I see something on TV and you go over there. No, they, I ain't never did that. I ain't never did that. I'm by request. So from the time I came back home to now, people have always reached out, always gave me the rundown. We've always came up with a plan and we executed. That was it. Now, I don't know if Boosie was actually handling the situation or was it somebody that was working with him handling the situation, but I'll tell you this. If you're going to do imagery of somebody or a victim, you got to show the, before you even put anything out, you got to show the family. And a lot of people go rush to do these GoFundMes, and you see what happened with the last recent event where somebody put out a fake GoFundMe. People, you know, you if you're going to help the family, make sure that before you do anything that you talk to the person that has to handle all the responsibilities. That's who I look for as an advocate. When they call me, they say, hey, Tory, my family need help. I say, who's handling all the responsibilities? Because I need that person to handle everything and we can work around. We can work the energy around that person and funnel the energy to that source. And I think that right now they even got an attorney, DJ Brother Z. Like, they feel like, okay, something wasn't communicated to where they even felt that he put the images out to promote the Boosie bash. Hey, I'll keep everybody updated on this, but I'll tell you this, as an advocate that I've been doing it for a long time, a lot of people say, Tory, what do you mean when you say you by request? This, what happened with Boosie? To prevent all of the extra stuff that goes on because there's already a bad situation where the family is hurting and then they're never going to get their loved one back. So they're super sensitive. They're going to be extra sensitive. And I'll tell you this, I've seen people get cussed out right at some of these visuals because they tried to insert themselves into people's problems. Sometimes when you go ask for people stuff because you've seen it on the news, you know, they didn't call you over there. They don't trust you like that because they didn't call you over there, but yet you want to render services. I get it. You want to render services, you can help. But make sure that communication is clear. Because I done seen fights break out. Whew. Well, I hope that they can get this cleared up, DJ Brother Z, because I think Boosie may have had the right intentions in this one where he saw an opportunity to really give back to his hometown, to his community, and to help out somebody that had a tragic situation. But like I said, sometimes people think that since you're a celebrity, that you know, you can't communicate well and you can do whatever you want. And maybe somebody in his camp, that's what I'm thinking, DJ Brother Z, somebody in his camp may have kind of rushed and jumped the gun on this. You know what I mean? But we'll keep everybody up to speed on that. We'll keep everybody up to speed. But if you want to call into the show today, we talked about the alderman and the litter. He apologized. He apologized. If y'all want to talk about it, 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. I forgive him for the mishap, DJ Buzzy. I'm done with it. Somebody was in the chat. I don't want to keep talking about it. I mean, I think he said what he had to say. I hope he come out to the cleanup to show some action or organize a cleanup in his district and let that be that. We ain't going to be like how some of y'all try to, you know, y'all want to win so bad that y'all want to hold a grudge against somebody no matter what they do. You know, you know how y'all be acting when y'all think y'all got some kind of win or some kind of control. Y'all go outrageous with it. And even though the man said he was sorry, y'all still don't, you know, you need to forgive yourself sometimes. So people who do that, they ain't forgave themselves. we not here to condemn. We here to work. And like I said, he got time. He's new. He's still new to the game. Let's see how he improves on it. Let's see if he improves on it. Hey, we got a situation. Okay, we got another situation that it's that time of the year where we see a lot of this domestic. A man allegedly tried to kill his wife by pushing her off a Hawaii hiking trail. This is something that I saw. Somebody sent this to me, and they said, "Tory, what's going on with these people?" I said, "I don't know." That's why I'm talking about self-care, managing your emotions. I've been talking about self-care the whole time, the whole month of March. And folks had said, "Tory, look at this story. In Honolulu, husband is accused of trying to unalive his wife while hiking in Hawaii." We got some video on this. If y'all watching this, we broadcast live on YouTube. Let's listen.
Look at Gerhardt Koenig. The 46-year-old was arrested last night following a short foot chase in the Aloha State. Police say he attempted to push his wife off of a hiking trail and hit her in the head with a rock. She was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Records show Koenig previously lived in Mount Lebanon and had property in other parts of the Pittsburgh region. He is also a former UPMC employee, but a spokesperson says he has not worked for them for more than 2 years.
Wow. DJ Brother Z, like, all right, I'll say this. I'll say this about before I get to what I seen in the chat. I'll say this. It's not worth the arguing. It's not worth it. If y'all listening right now, y'all may be upset. It's not worth it. Walk away. Walk away. If I don't tell you nothing else, unless you don't want to live free no more or have a good life, a decent life where you have a chance, I don't know what to say. But there was an incident. I'm going to move on. There was an incident at the Milwaukee Mall. I posted this on my page, and they're saying that there was a body found in or around the Milwaukee Mall. Now, I got video of somebody sent me video of somebody being hauled out of the door. They're saying that it may be an elder. Now, I was looking for a few elders a while back that we don't even know what happened to them. I'm hoping that, I don't know, hopefully we can get some more information, but I remember we were looking for one of the elders, and they kind of disappeared near 35th and Burleigh. We lost his trail. And when I saw this on the news, not on the news, but on social media, that there was something found in the Milwaukee Mall, and now I'm hearing that I don't know if this is true or not. Allegedly, it was a 65-year-old. Until I can see the police report, I don't know, but if it was an elder, it was a couple elders that had went missing a while back, and I kind of lost track of them in that area. So I don't know. Hopefully we can get some more details on this. Hopefully we can get, by the time I get off the show today, tomorrow we can have a little bit more information. But once again, there's something going on at the Milwaukee Mall where a lot of people thought it was multiple bodies. But I'm only hearing that it was one. If y'all got any more information, hit me up in the chat. Somebody said, "Tory, did you hear of what happened yesterday at the old Milwaukee Mall?" Yes, I shared it on my page right when people were starting to tag me in the footage. And I'll tell you this, condolences to whoever loved one that is, but I'm hoping that we can identify the person and hopefully the community is alerted to who that is, because I'm telling you right now, my heart started jumping when I heard the information that it was somebody that was in there, and they may have been an elder. But we got some video of this. If you're watching this, we broadcast live on YouTube and social media. Let's listen.
Developing tonight, a death reported at the former Milwaukee Mall building. The medical examiner's office confirms they responded to the building tonight for at least one death, but the circumstances are not clear. We've reached out to Milwaukee police to learn more. The Milwaukee Mall is at the corner of Fond du Lac and North on the city's north side.
Now, wasn't they supposed to fix that up? Wasn't that a project that they gave like a couple million dollars a while back to fix up the Milwaukee Mall, but it never happened? So what happened to the money that they gave out to the construction company to fix it? Wasn't it some money exchanged to fix that? I got to go look back at, let me look this up while I'm, you know, I got a little time. Wasn't the Milwaukee Mall was supposed to be under construction, or they were supposed to rehab it and it never got done? Now it was a place where a body came out of it, where it's just sitting vacant. Who got that money? Who got that money? Who got that money to fix up the Milwaukee Mall a couple years ago? Stacy in 7551 says, oh, she's talking about the self-care. Most of these concepts of self-care may not apply if people have mentally psychological issues. Hey, you might be right. You might be right. But who was supposed to? Hit me up in the chat. When I run the break, I'm gonna look it up. But who got that money to help fix the Milwaukee Mall? I know they were supposed to fix it up, but that was years ago. I ain't seen no work on it yet. I ain't seen nothing done to it. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's why I ain't against when people do audits and try to figure out where the money went, because I think that it was some tax dollars that went in to try to fix that Milwaukee Mall or some kind of funding. Hey. I'm looking it up now. I'm trying to see. This had to be back in 2018 or something like that. I'll figure it out. I'll find it. I'll find that. By the next hour, I'll have it up. But I'll tell you this. It was like I said, hopefully we can identify who this is. And you know what? I'll tell you this. It's a lot going on every day in the city of Milwaukee. I can't even keep up. DJ Brother Z. Somebody was asking me the other day, I was dealing with one homicide and another one happened, and somebody was asking me about the fresh killing, and I didn't even know because I was dealing with one that I was trying to resolve with the family. And I'll say this, y'all got to keep your head on the swivel in 2025. It's a lot of things that are going to happen. Oh, here we go. 793-3171 says the Hayward Group. The Hayward Group. Ain't that the group where the son is the state representative? The Hayward, that's the representative. Well, somebody got some money to fix up the Milwaukee Mall. If y'all want to chime in on the conversation, I'll take a few calls. Before we run the break, 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017. I'll say this. Somebody said, I think it's been sold. Okay, it's been sold. Winky Blue, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, good afternoon to you, big brother.
Blessings, brother.
Hey, in here about 3 or 4 months ago, just around, I think, it might even been in January here or late December, the police had shot at somebody or somebody, they were chasing somebody, and it was some gunplay involved, and they chased some people in that mall. It was two guys, and one of the guys, they claimed, got away, but the other guy, they took into custody. Now, they stayed there for 2 or 3 days, I mean at least 2 days, a night or so, going through that place, getting a gander of it. So I'm wondering, was that the same? Yeah, how long has this body been in there?
I don't know.
See, ain't no, everybody forgetting about that.
Right.
They're forgetting about the Milwaukee Mall. Just pull it up, this old Sears building, police shooting or something where they had that whole block blocked off from North Avenue, Fond du Lac, man, from the Save-A-Lot all the way back to 20th Street, back up to probably 24th Street. All that was blocked off, and they were in that building. They chased the suspects supposed to have ran into that building. So now I'm thinking, did one of them guys actually didn't get away, had gotten shot, okay? See, this is the stuff that people don't pay attention to. Every day this stuff happens. Then when I call in, people don't want to hear it. But they, because they not savvy. They not up on this stuff for real, for real. You know, they think all I do is sit on the radio or sit around. I work and I listen and I pay close attention at night when everybody else is sleeping. Mm-hmm. I'm probably at my kitchen table, you know, looking over some things. Now, going back to this Moreland guy, that's something you need to check into about the police. There was a shooting there and they chased two suspects. I think they got one suspect and they couldn't get away. They stayed in that building for over 24 hours. They're going to say that they went through the whole building, and they probably did, but if the boy crawled into a hole and they couldn't find him, or if, I don't know, man, what the deal is on that. I want to know how long, how long the body has been in there.
Well, it was supposed to be a five-star hotel. They were supposed to fix it up. I know they gave...
Well, that's after Hazelwood got in trouble.
And they got Hazelwood in trouble
with the girl, saying she... Remember the girl said he raped her.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.